Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Back in 2019, I shared devotional thoughts centered around the carols of Christmas as found on the website Bible.com. It was well received, and so I thought that this month I would repeat some of those for you. And today we're looking at the Christmas carol, Angels We Have Heard on High. Some of the lyrics in that, Angels We Have Heard on High, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. What inspires awe in you? What things cause you to become speechless when you see them? Is it the sight of a family member you haven't seen in years? Is it visiting a majestic place like a mountain, or a historical place like the ancient pyramids of Egypt? The night Christ was born was the most monumental and awe-inspiring event that has ever occurred in human history, as God sent His one and only Son to earth so that we could ultimately have eternal life. There has not been an event in history before or after Christ's birth that resulted in such celebration that the angels themselves made their physical presence known and their voices heard in song. Can you imagine how the shepherd's jaws must have dropped at the sight and sounds of the angels? That moment was so majestic that we probably cannot fully comprehend what it was like, because honestly, none of us have encountered such a sight. It seems like people tend to have fewer experiences these days of complete awe. Technology has brought so much of the world to our living rooms and fingertips that we can see anything we want and feel like we're anywhere we want to be. Unfortunately, most of us probably have fewer awe-inspiring moments with God than we should. Our relationship with Him often becomes too comfortable and even ordinary. This Christmas, make an attempt to regain those awe-inspiring moments with God. Strive to make your relationship with Him something so inspiring that it causes you to rejoice like the angels did. Don't let your relationship with Him be ordinary, but rather make it extraordinary. Here's a question. Think about some awe-inspiring moments you've had with God. How have these moments transformed you? What changes do you need to make in your life so that you can start having more awe-inspiring moments with God? Well, if you enjoy listening to WRVM, please know that your year-end gift will help us finish this fiscal year in the black. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin 54174, or you can give online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.